I ask you to rise and read with me the gospel text from Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The word of our Lord. You may be seated. I am preaching from the Old Testament text, from the verse that you see on the cover of your bulletin. "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse." A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. These are thy holy words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. Monday night, after the Packer-Eagle football game, Mary Ann and I watched CMA's Country Christmas, televised at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. We had recorded it and didn't begin watching until about 9:30. Halfway through, I remarked to Mary Ann, "I guess we can rely on our country singers to keep Christ in Christmas," as we listen to them sing many, many, many Christmas carols, sung by a couple of American Idol winners, Jordan Smith and Kelly Clarkson. Also singing alongside them, Brad Paisley, Amy Grant, and the aging but still beautiful Loretta Lynn, and many others. With short interruptions for popcorn, it was nearly midnight before Loretta Lynn closed the program, singing along with Trisha Yearwood and Jennifer Nettles her original composition, Country Christmas, which included the line, "And we'll all sing Silent Night." For Marianne and me, during the first week of Advent, this was refreshing to see the emphasis on television turned from Black Friday stuff and Cyber Monday stuff. Good old, wonderful Christmas carols. I'm guessing that the prophet Isaiah would have been spellbound, who lived 700 years on the front side of Jesus, to sit in one of our recliners with a bowl of popcorn in his lap, 2,000 years behind the birth of Jesus, contemplating as he sat there listening to these carols, the words that God had given him to speak, that a shoot shall come forth from the root of Jesse. I'm sure he would have been spellbound as he listened to carol after carol after carol, singing about this Jesus whom he foretold, the Jesus sprung from the root of Jesse. Now, most of us would agree that we live in turbulent waters, huh? Stuff happening all over the world. Terrible stuff. A guy driving a school bus who shouldn't be driving a school bus, and a bunch of little preschoolers, first, second graders, kindergartner, killed. A plane running out of fuel as it approached the airport, killing all but two of Brazil's wonderful, upsetting soccer team. Or a madman with a car and a machete on the campus of Ohio State. Oh, we live in turbulent times. Our own 4th of July tragedy. Syria, if you watch the news, pummeling mortar bombs upon innocent people in Aleppo. Awful. ISIS's execution of 232 Iraqi nationals who refused to bow down to them and convert to their murderous ways. Awful stuff all over the place, every day. Devastating fires. You've seen it on TV in Tennessee. Wiping out people and homes and possessions. Winter tornadoes, unheard of in the southeast, wiping out communities. Or just a couple of days ago, people gathered for a Christmas party in a warehouse in L.A. And reportedly some like 35 have now been found to have died in that fire. How would Isaiah react to today's reality, having written these words that the wolf will live with the lamb, that the leopard will lie down with the kid, that the cow and the bear will graze side by side peacefully, that the lion will eat straw like the ox, that a nursing child will play over the hole of an asp. His vision, not of the kind of world we live in, but a world quite different. What a different world it is today than that which was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. What would it be like for him to be sitting in our living room in a recliner, having seen CNN and then flipped over to Country Christmas? This is the season of Advent. Isaiah's time. The season of expectation, the season of preparation, the season of getting ready, the season of waiting. I would love living in the world envisioned and described by Isaiah instead of the world in which we live. Our world of man's inhumanity to man. I wonder what Isaiah would have thought about that. Thus, in the midst of chaos during this Advent season, we are challenged nonetheless to prepare ourselves for this yearly commemoration of the coming of the Prince of Peace. Sounds sort of funny, knowing the kind of world we live in. So what can we do? What should we do? How can we prepare for the once again coming of Christmas? Because it's Advent, we're supposed to be doing it for a little while. Last Monday night, I was transformed. I was transported from the world in which I live to another kind of world. I was transported to the world that I believe Isaiah envisioned, where everything turns up roses, where Humpty Dumpty didn't have to be put together again because he didn't even fall off the wall, where silent night is truly a silent night. For three swiftly passing hours, I was swept from reality, landing in Isaiah's visionary, peaceful world, dreamland, the grand old Opry, and loving it. But CMA's country Christmas ended. And like Cinderella, knowing that at midnight things might change, I had to head home to my real world. Question is, where am I going to go? Where am I going to go? How can I find peace in the midst of chaos? This Advent, this season of waiting, this season of getting ready for Christmas. How do I do it? How do I prepare? I thought about this long and hard, and I decided that the best way I know how to get ready is to get close to other ones like me. And of course, that means you. I decided that the best way for me to prepare for Christmas is to walk the streets of Petersburg and be with you guys, to visit places of your employment and talk and listen, to get into your homes, to talk and listen, to go to the Holy Cross House on Thursday nights, to be with my family, sharing soup and bread. How do I prepare? I prepare by being together with you right here, right now, my family. I do Advent best when I do it with my family in song, in prayer, in fellowship, in conversation, and doggone it, with lots of food. Focusing upon what Marianne and I experienced last Monday through the marvels of television and the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, the story in song of Jesus' birth, of a way in a manger, of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, of Joy to the World, and of course, Silent Night, the magical, mesmerizing music of Christmas. Fresh out of seminary, my first call was to two little churches in northern Wisconsin, the one in a little village of 400 people, and the other one 8 miles out of town through a winding, hilly little road to my country church, Long Lake Lutheran. It was back in the days of the notorious Women's Ladies' Aid, which brings sort of a spark to the people in Petersburg, which met every month. I'm 25 years old. I'm interested in fishing and hunting. Ladies' Aid was rather down on my list. But they expected their new young pastor to go to Ladies' Aid every month. Two Ladies' Aids, the one in town and the one in the country. It was the days of the incomparable Ladies' Aid, which greatly influenced every decision the church made. It was women's power at its height. Ida Peterson, Ida Stolen, Ma Claven, Ma Bergren, they weren't too creative with names, Olga Dinga, Luella Johnson, etc., etc., etc. At the November meeting in the country church, those dear Norwegian saints of the church asked if I would be willing to sing them a song at their December meeting. I said, well, what you have in mind there? They said, none of us can sing much, but we think you can. Would you sing for us, O Holy Night? So I did. Everyone who sings would probably like to be asked to do that, to be a soloist, even if you're not anywhere close to being a soloist. So I did it the best I could. I loved doing it. They loved having me do it. But I don't recall if they ever asked me to do it again. Today, I choose to sing with you that marvelous song. Because for me, I've got to be with my family during Advent, and you're it. And I've got to be with you in song. So let us, as best as we can today, pretend that we are Andre Bocelli. Is that the way you say his name? Accompanied by Whose plane? Sandy. I looked over here. Accompanied by Sandy, alias David Foster. All of us are budding soloists. Let us sing from the bottom of our hearts, O Holy Night. Let's stand. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices, O night divine. Was born, O night divine, O night divine, led by the light, he serenely beaming with glowing hearts. By his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here comes a wise man from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need, to our weakness is no stranger. Behold your King. Him lowly bend. Behold your King. Before him lowly bend. Truly he taught, love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory. More proclaimed. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our family, that we can be together to grow, to love, to care, to walk in tumultuous waters together, for together we experience joy and peace and love. Help us as we continue our trek down the Advent lane this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us confess our